The government announced a €12 increase for every social welfare recipient, including pensioners, next year. There is a double child benefit payment and a once-off double week cost of living support payment to social welfare recipients. That's coming in October, and that'll include pensioners, carers, people on disability payments and job seekers. Yesterday we heard from Carolyn Akintola. Today the wheelchair user who's on a disability allowance is broadly welcoming the budget, including the new once-off €500 cost of disability grant.
I would say between the €600 electricity credit and the €400 fuel allowance payment, I think the real edge of terror has been removed from opening a gas bill or an electricity bill for a while. While it's very welcome, there's still no indication of whether there are going to be further price rises over the next year or so. So I still have that low level anxiety going on, but we can only hope for the best. Living alone allowance, the €200, that's going to be quite a help, because when you live alone, there's nobody else to share the bills with. And when you're disabled, everything costs so much more.
And that was Carolyn Akintola there. Colette Bennett, economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland, is with us. Colette, you wanted a €20 increase in the core welfare benefits. You got 12. How do you react to that? Now, the government would say, of course, that you must take this with the once-off measures that come pre and post-Christmas. And they say that that will go some way to alleviating the pressures on people.
Thank you. Yes, this is a big budget. I mean, we're talking, you know, somewhere in excess of €90 billion. And there are a lot of welcome measures. Unfortunately, though, a lot of those that are aimed at the worst off in society are temporary measures. And as the man says, once they're gone, they're gone. So really what we have then is a €12 increase when we've got a €20 deficit. So that's leaving people further behind during 2023, when those temporary measures have gone. So, you know, it's widening the rich-poor gap. We have called, as you say, for €20 as a move towards benchmarking. So we're very disappointed that that wasn't put in place. Because essentially what it is an income deficit for people who are on the lowest rates of pay in society. So that is quite disappointing. Again, we welcome the temporary measures. We welcome things like your speaker spoke about there in terms of the increase in the living alone allowance. We welcomed the cost of disability allowance. However, we're disappointed that there wasn't a real cost, a long-term cost of disability payment, because as your speaker said, you know, people with disabilities have long-term increased costs that aren't being factored into these payments. So again, you know, on balance, we're disappointed that the budget didn't go far enough to target those who are furthest behind. But there are certainly measures to welcome within it.
Carolyn said there in that clip, she said the edge of terror had been removed. Is it very sad to hear that that is how Carolyn and others in her situation are approaching utility bills when they pop through the letterbox?
It's an incredibly striking turn of phrase, the edge of terror, but it's not surprising in any way. And Carolyn wouldn't be the only one that would feel that. There are plenty of people across the country who feel that when they see the bills coming in, because they just don't have enough to make ends meet. And again, while energy credits are very welcome, they weren't targeted. So again, people who have very high incomes, people who have for a second and third properties, they will also get second and third energy credits. And perhaps it could have been targeted a little bit better than that, because we know, for example, that revenue and social welfare, they have the detail on people. They can actually target it. And there are plenty of people across the country who will feel, who will continue to feel that terror when they're looking at their bills. Because again, if you think about what people have to pay for, we're not just talking about energy, we're talking about increases in food, we're talking about increases in services. That's a lot to take on from €220 a week, which is essentially less than a quarter of your average weekly earnings. So this isn't a lifestyle choice, this is a poverty income.
Colette Bennett from Social Justice Ireland, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.